You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on, and I'm very excited. We've got Kim Garcia. She's the SVP for VaynerMedia. She's going to talk to us about what's going on at Hard Rock Stadium, Agent 2021. And I guess you've probably been there before, Kim, because you used to work for the Orange Bowl Committee, didn't you?
That's right. Thanks so much for having me, Jim.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Now, tell me a little bit about the event. It looks like it's going to be awesome. Wanda and I are all fired up, and I got lots of friends that plan on going.
Yeah, we're so stoked to come back for our second year. We love, obviously, Miami Gardens. Stephen Ross is a huge business partner of our CEO, Gary Vaynerchuk. So it's always a great place to host an event. Obviously, Miami in January is not a bad place to be at all. The event is a one-day marketing conference. Focused on four business verticals. So real estate, mortgage, insurance, and auto are the four industries that we tackle. And this was really concepted because we had such a large inbound of requests from these four industries on how to use social marketing and social media to move their business forward. So we created this event last year, launched it. The response was incredible, to be honest with you. And we have some wonderful case studies that came out of year one of folks that implemented a lot of their learnings after the event and have actually seen their business increase.
Well, you know, I'm real excited. I'm a big Dolphins fan. You got Matt Higgins is going to be there, too. He runs RSE Ventures. Very excited about that.
He's also a guest shark, which is great. So he and Gary are going to do a fireside chat, and they're going to kick off the event. And his story is incredible, and I think he'll be able to drop a ton of knowledge that will be incredibly valuable to our attendees. That are a lot of them are obviously small business owners, entrepreneurs, independent agents that are really looking that really depend on themselves to manage their business. And so he's going to be able to provide a ton of insight just based on his story alone.
Yeah, I'm really excited also to meet and hear Gary. I've been reading his book. I'm very excited. I have friends that swear by him.
Which one are you reading?
The one that's yellow on the cover. Shoot, I forget what the name is called, but it's yellow on the cover. I'm reading the damn book right now, and I'm forgetting. You see, you're asking an old man what he's doing here.
Oh, crushing it.
Yes, crushing it. It's my brain, Wanda. Come on, you can't just hold up the sign with the book on it. Oh, I feel like a putz. At least I can remember my own name, but let's talk about it in a half hour. I mean, my goodness. So, yes, I've got my highlighter out. I'm reading Crushing It. My friend, I want to give a shout out to Adam Lipkin, who's the person that turned me on to Gary. Adam Lipkin, high five to Adam Lipkin.
Thank you, Adam. High five.
He turned me on to Gary. Adam's the best. Adam's another highly motivated real estate mortgage professional.
Incredible. Is he attending Agent?
Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Awesome.
100%. Like I said, that's the guy who told me all about it. That's what prompted me to reach out to you guys.
I'm so happy you did.
Oh, I am too. Now, listen. So you said you had a case study experience. Can you share with us one of the things that happened last year that changed somebody's life?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, so this conference is all about being tactical. I think if you follow Gary and you follow a lot of, you know, more of the high-level business leaders, you can get inspired on a day-to-day basis, right? But what we found in the market is there was no place to go to actually, once you were inspired, learn what to do next. And so our event is 100% educational and tactical. So all of our speakers, we vet to make sure that they're actually practitioners in their space. They're not just going to come in and drop some high-level wisdom and walk off the stage. They're going to actually get in the weeds with you and really teach you. It's why we bring Facebook on. It's why Facebook is bringing Instagram and Blueprint also to really give tutorials on how to leverage those platforms for business. So I think, you know, I think from that perspective, we heard from, and they're going to be actually featured at the event this year, but we heard from, you know, numerous individuals that started either building their personal brand after they left because they actually had the tools they knew from what equipment they should have, what type of person they should hire to videograph, how they should be editing, what does a content plan strategy look like for yourself in terms of building your personal brand. And so they literally started implementing the following week and have seen their business grow from a financial perspective or whatever their KPI or goal was going in. Maybe they didn't know who to hire or how to hire for certain marketing positions. We were able to guide them in terms of what to look for, how they should be sourcing their talent. Maybe it was just as easy as, I don't even know how to run a Facebook ad. They walked away with a tutorial on step-by-step how to run a Facebook ad, what your creative should look like, what sort of targets you should be using. So I think just the sheer tactical nature of this event has had just a meaningful impact, because we are not trying to inspire. We're actually trying to teach.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I used Facebook and Craigslist over a four-year period to find my wife a living kidney donor. So social media works.
Is that true?
100%.
It's
you
true.
Can Google Vivian Holy Freed smoke. Kidney and WPLG and watch when we met the lady exactly 1 year ago on Monday.
Congratulations.
Very excited. It's our 1 year anniversary.
That's incredible.
Oh, it is. It's beautiful. But that's the power of a community. It's a power of a community.
And I think people, you know, there's obviously a dark side of social media that people love to dwell on, but you hear stories like that and you see how people can actually use it for good. And it's incredible. All social media does is really expose. And so I think if you're a good person and you have a good story and your motives are good, then you're going to have a good ROI.
Yes, it was tremendous. It was tremendous. It was the ads. I would run ads. I'm better than a Russian hacker. And I would run ads and I would say things like, I would do tag spiritual, tag yoga, tag love, tag godly, all those kind of things. And then I would target the little geographies of where we were registered.
Did you tag kidney?
Yes, I tagged kidney.
Okay.
You goofy girl.
Continue.
You're goofy. You're throwing the goofy part at us today. But so it's amazing. And I swear by social media 100%. And it is a way to project your image and help build your market. But you've got to be careful, because one misstep is out there forever.
Yeah, that's true. But I will say things move so fast within social media that you can be pretty, like, I do think in general people are pretty forgiving. I think we've seen that a lot recently. Unfortunately, maybe too forgiving in some circumstances.
Well played.
I think that if your intent is good, then the results will be great.
100%. You know, my Facebook thing under my avatar says a force bringing positive energy to the world. And sometimes you got to retune and refocus on that. But it's, I think, the most important thing, because when everybody's at the table, they're going to pick the person that they like the best.
Right. That's right.
100%.
Hey, yeah. I have a clip from last year. Anybody want to hear it?
Wanda, please play the clip from last year's.
This is Andy Frizzella. Am I saying that correctly?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
We work hard on this show.
Here we go.
So if you guys want to learn about how to personal brand, it has to be based in authenticity. You have to figure out who you are and who you want to be and what you're about, and you have to be that at all times.
Ooh.
You guys think that you are going to create a brand that is going to appeal to 100% of the people. I don't want to lose this guy's business over here, so I'm going to be a little bit of what he likes. And I don't want to lose this guy's business over here, so I'm going to be a little bit what he likes. And what's that create? It creates a product that rides the line of everything that appeals to nobody. It's completely vanilla. There's nothing about it that says, hey, I love that. There's nothing about it that says, hey, I want those people. There's nothing about it that says, hey, I want to use that guy. It's nothing. You're completely ignored. When you follow the traditional ideals of what marketing is and what your industry will tell you what marketing is and branding is, you are going to end up in the middle and nobody is going to pay attention to you. There's 50% of people that are probably going to hate you.
Yeah. That's true.
No, you got to create a passion. You got to show passion. You got to be passionate. You got to be positive, and people will be attracted like folks are like a moth to a flame. Listen to me. No one's paying to hear me speak. Let's get back to Kim. Kim, what are your thoughts on that?
No, I love it's funny you rolled that clip of Andy. It's awesome. He was one of our keynotes last year, and he was actually selected because he read all of Gary's books and really followed it to heart and launched a business and a personal brand and is now an internationally recognized speaker and has really, really created a business for himself, not only out of speaking, but he obviously has his own company as well. But this is a guy who really took to heart the practices of Gary and consumer attention and put it into place. And here he is telling a story. I mean, that was incredible. There's no doubt. I think you know, the difference between social media and just a traditional media buy, you know, TV, that sort of thing, is you can, you know, he was speaking a little bit to this, but you can really target your audience. So creating content that is meaningful to the people that are meaningful to your business is important, right? I don't want to get served dog ads. I don't have a dog.
No.
So you have to understand who your consumer is, understand who you're going after, and then create content that's actually going to hook them.
And then
you know, obviously provide enough value that asking for, you know, a purchase or a buy or whatever your ultimate goal is for business, they'll already feel invested in you and your product because you've given them enough value for them to want to buy.
We totally agree. We were talking about that before the show with the digital marketing person at the station. I mean, at this point, I'm ready to drop the mic. We are having a great day. This stuff is all playing in. It's the last guy was talking about whatever it was. It's connection. It's a connection. Hey, listen, Kim, we're running up against our break. Can you stick with us for another segment, please?
Yeah, no problem.
Awesome. Awesome. Yay. Wanda, give her some applause back there.
Me more.
Thank you. That's all we really needed, okay. Wanda. That's a lot of good applause.
That's all I need.
We love you. She's satisfied. We'll be right back with more of Kim Garcia learning how to brand yourself and talking about the great event Agent 2021 that's coming up at Hard Rock Stadium. Wanda? I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but dry.